and sings my song, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my song, sings my song, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my song,
my, what a song. It's lesson time now. Scoot up your chair, lean in. In Revelation chapter 3 and verse 8, I'll read it to you. I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door, and no man can shut it. For you have little strength and have kept my word. In my previous lesson, I spoke on those who had little strength, who was weak. Today I'm going to speak to those who have kept his word. Jesus said, you have little strength, you're weak, but you kept my word. All of my words, all the word, not the word plus. He didn't say, you've kept my word plus your opinion or your traditions. He said, you kept my word. You know what God left out when he had this word written by his holy men? He left out the opinions of men. My opinion was not considered, neither was yours. This is God's word according to his purpose. Because we know that the scriptures is our authority. All of the scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. The Bible is our authority because it is our unfailing guide. Many are adrift on life's ocean, with no anchor for their soul, no hope for their destiny, no certainty for their future. They wander in the wastelands of sin. They need to hear a strong voice of authority saying, this is the right way. Walk therein. There is only one shining star of hope in this black sky of moral midnight. Only one sure word of prophecy, and only one great charter of recorded writings, which speaks with the authority on every phase of human life and destiny. The Bible is not only the book of the month, or the year, or the century. The Bible, God's word, is the book of the ages. It tells us with absolute authority that we are created beings in the image of God. Human theories as to the origin of men and matter and all living creatures have changed many times. but the Bible. The Bible concerning the origin of man and matter and all living things have never changed. They remain unchanged and unchallenged for all of the changing theories of men. This book is the original book, the source book, the reservoir of truth. This book, older than the pyramids of Egypt or even the snow-capped mountains, tell us with accuracy about the past, about the present, and all about the future. It is the oldest document in the universe, but it still has more life, more light, more power, and more truth in one verse than all other books combined together. The Gospel of Christ is our authority because of its transforming power. This book means life or death, which depends on our purpose to it. What this generation needs is the transforming power of this word. Let me tell you what it's done for me. I was in darkness. This word led me into the light. I was blind. This healing word opened my eyes. I was on my way to hell. But now, with God's word in my heart and in my hand, I am traveling on the highway of holiness to heaven. Oh, he said, you've kept my word, all of my word, unadulterated, pure and simple, easy to be understood. It is for all men of all nations. Everyone can share in this. It is so simple that even the wayfaring man will not stumble in the way. I realize that there are those who will tell you that you cannot understand the Word of God, that the Holy Spirit is no longer available to lead and guide you into all truth. They are saying that only they can lead and guide you into all truth because they have the education. Friend, this Bible was not written to the theologians. It was written to the fisherman, the farmer, the merchant, the homemaker, not to the theologians. Now, I appreciate so much the people who would qualify themselves by studying and preparing and developing skills that will enable them to do the work of God. But did you know that you could graduate from every university in this state? Without the anointing, your words will be shallow, empty, and have no effect. You can graduate from every seminary in the country and have so many degrees that you could wallpaper your office. You could have the eloquence of the Apostle Paul and Apollos and have a vocabulary that would embarrass Mr. Webster. And have not the anointing, you are nothing more than sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. Words without power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Words of man's wisdom, which will be ineffective. Without the anointing, your words will be shallow, empty, and have absolutely no effect whatsoever. Jesus said, I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all of your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay or resist. Jeremiah said, the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, I have put my words in your mouth. Jesus also tells us that man shall live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. Jesus told the church at Philadelphia, you have kept my word. Even the carpenters, the plumbers, the seamstress, the shopkeeper, all of them had kept the word of God. They were pleasing in the sight of God. You can be too. Don't listen to those who would take scriptural sound bites in order to push their false narratives. Let the whole word speak to you. Let the whole word, rightly divided, determine your doctrine, your faith, your direction in life. Let the whole word of God be your guide.